Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you are ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter, a visionary strategist, a highly driven entrepreneur, and a lover of adventures. I'm here to help you navigate the sea of business and life and show you the true freedom of being an uncharted entrepreneur. If you are ready to tap into bold courage and live the life you're called to create, join me on this journey. Let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Hi, and welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and in today's show, you are going to hear three snippets from a live training I did in our Shift, Sail, and Soar course. And the shift part of this course is all about the mind shifts and our thoughts and what is keeping us stuck and what is keeping us from the success that we deserve. And in the first little snippet, you're going to hear how anytime you start something new, there are normal feelings that we have, feelings that can keep us in fear and doubt and all of that, and why that's just normal and why we have to normalize that. And you're also going to hear my half marathon story and why enjoying the process is so important and giving yourself daily wins. In the second snippet, you will hear how we talked about our thoughts and what our beliefs are when it comes to deserve level, and how if our deserve level is not where it needs to be, we're never going to be able to have the success that God wants us to have. And the good news is you can change that. So we talked about that. And in the last little snippet that you'll hear today, you will hear how we talked about what are the affirmation statements that you can start doing? What's the work that you can start in the process to start working on creating a better mindset, creating a better deserve level, and how you need to be before you can do. So I hope you get quite a bit of insight and some great tools to take away with you that will help you start working towards that success that God does want you to have. He does. He wants us to have abundance, and it's there for you to claim. So I hope you enjoy these. And as always, I would love to hear from you afterwards. What steps will you take to start running after that success that's waiting for you? Or what's stopping you? What's keeping you from that success? Also, if you would love to grab a free copy of some questions and a little worksheet to start working through getting that more positive mindset, shoot me an email or hit the link below in the show notes, and I'd be happy to shoot that over to you. All right. As always, thanks for listening. Oh, and if this could be helpful to somebody you know, please share this podcast with them. That's how we're going to grow, is I want to just spread light around the world. And the only way that's going to happen is when people start sharing the podcast with others. So if there's somebody you know that needs to hear this one today, just pop it over to them and say, hey, I think you'd enjoy this. Whenever you're starting something new, I don't care what it is, if it's a business, if it's a course, if it's a exercise routine, that it's never easy to fit something new into our lives. It's always going to be inconvenient. You're going to have to, you know, make choices. There's going to be times of doubt of like, why am I doing this? Especially in the middle. I usually do a whole thing when we get in the middle, because there's a spot where you get to whenever you start anything new that, you know, the beginning's exciting and the end you can push through because you're almost at the end, but it's in the middle that sometimes we get stuck. And I do a whole training on that when we get there. But I want you to kind of know that, you know what, it's normal if at any time during the next almost 90 days that we'll have together that you may have moments of doubt in yourself, in the course, and what you're doing, and whatever. You may have moments of being overwhelmed. You may have moments of fear, and who knows what other emotions can come out. But all of those things are always normal. And I always like to say that because I just want you to know that it's just normal. It's not you. So just when it happens, accept it, sit with it, call me up if you need to. Remember me saying this right now to you when you get in that moment. And what I do know for sure is it will be worth it. It'll be worth going through all those emotions at the end. And my hope for you in this whole course is at the end that you will feel more confident as an entrepreneur. You will feel excited as an entrepreneur, and you will feel like you have a solid plan to either scale your business. So in Linda S's situation, she already has a business, but we're just looking to scale it and to make it more in alignment with her life. And for Linda P, that you will feel like, okay, I've got a plan. I'm already, which you already are, starting to put things in place, and that you will feel like, okay, it is go time. And maybe even before we get done, you may be at go time. The other thing too is I want you to enjoy the whole experience of this. And what I mean by that is, so 5 years ago, I trained for a half marathon. It was a goal I had for a long time. Now, before you get too impressed, I probably have not ran a half marathon total in the last 2 years as far as totally, which I always think, oh, I should really do that, because it was probably one of the most amazing experiences of my life. Not the day of the race, but it was the whole 6 months of training for the race. And that's what I want you to get out of this experience. And similar to what you guys have done as investing in me as your coach, I knew when I set this goal to do a half marathon that I needed a coach. I needed somebody to give me the ins and outs, because a year previously, I had signed up to do a half marathon and out for a run one day, doing it all on my own. I was doing it with two other friends who don't even live in the area. So we never ran together. I was running with somebody else. I stepped off the curb and ultimately end up getting a stress fracture in my knee. So I knew when I set the goal again, I didn't want that to happen. So I knew I needed a coach that could guide me, that could tell me how to do it so that I don't run into that again. So I hired a coach and I worked with him weekly. And my son, my middle son, Jeremy, and his now wife, girlfriend at the time, signed up to do the half marathon with me as well. They did not hire a coach. Now, granted, they're 20-something years younger than I am and in phenomenal shape. So they knew they could just do it without training for it. My son definitely could have. Lauren needed to do some training, but they did it all on their own. But I always felt bad for them, especially Lauren, and we talk about this, her and I do, that she missed out on the whole experience that I received by having the training and the coach and the whole process of the half marathon. And it was truly this whole process, because each week I was pushed to do a little more. And each week, and I don't know, you know, if either of you are runners or know anybody that does, but the training for a half marathon, you only do one day a week that you run a long distance. The rest of the week, it was stuff I was doing anyway, running 3 miles here and sprints and doing stuff, you know, to thing. Mm-hmm. But every Sunday I had a long run, and every Sunday I had to go a little further, a little further, a little further. So every single week I had a win, and yeah. Lauren didn't have any of that. And that's what I want you guys to experience, is that every week you get a little win. And that makes the whole experience more enjoyable. Now, there were definitely struggles and setbacks along the way. And there were definitely times that I would think, my knee's hurting. Am I going to get a stress fracture again? Is this, you know, all these things. And there were times I wanted to quit, times I didn't think I could go on, but I did it. And it was also great to have a coach that believed in me and pushed me and had it set up and, you know, cheered me on. He wasn't there the day of the race, but the day of the race. So this was what was really cool, is when we got into the race, and again, Jeremy was in phenomenal shape. Lauren was in good shape, but we stayed together most of the time. And then it got to a point that Lauren was getting tired, and we walked around. That was how I trained, that I knew I was going to have pieces of walking, no big deal. But for the most part, we ran. And then it got towards the end, I don't know what mile we were at, maybe mile 19 or something, towards the end, and she really had to pause. So Jeremy, being the good boyfriend he is, he stayed with her. And I'm like, mm-mm, I trained for this. I worked my butt off for this. I'm going. So I kept running, and this is what was super funny. That is, I crossed the finish line. My husband was waiting for us, and he took a video of me crossing the finish line, and, you know, he celebrated. Of course, I'm like dying. And he's like, I must have missed Jeremy and Lauren. He's like, I didn't see them cross. Because never in his mind did he expect me to cross before Jeremy and Lauren.
That's a good one.
And I'm No, they're way back then. I lost them. I hadn't even seen them. Even when we were at places where you could kind of see other runners still behind you, I never saw them again. I mean, they were only a few minutes, you know, within probably 5 minutes behind me, but it was just so funny. But I think about that experience all the time, and that achievement of doing something I didn't think I could do was amazing in itself, but the whole process was what I really want. The whole point of this, me sharing that, is that I want you guys to really get that it's the whole process. It's not just getting to that point. You're like, oh, yay, now I have a business. Now I have this. It's like, enjoy the whole journey. Those are the things that can stop us, is if someplace in the back of our mind, we are thinking, we don't deserve this. I don't deserve to have a flourishing business. I don't deserve to have this life that is whatever you want your life to look like. And the easiest way to start changing that, if we fall into any of those, and sometimes we're all going to have those days like that. We, you know, that's normal to have a day. But if you find it's more than not, it start talking to yourself in that way that, you know what, I do deserve this. And believing that, you know what, God designed us to have abundance. He wants you to have good things in your life. He wants you to have all those things. And if we just start saying it to ourselves that, you know what, good things do happen in my life and I'm ready to receive them. And we start talking to ourselves in that way, it's amazing what will start to happen in our life. So a lot of it's just our own self-talk. And again, I shared this in a recent podcast that I feel like so many of us, especially as women, actually, it's not men. Because men talk to their friends like this, and that baffles me, because I always say to my husband, I would not be his friend anymore if he said that to me. Like, how are you guys friends? Like, just, they think different. But for most of us, how we talk to ourselves sometimes, we would never say to our best friend.
Yeah.
So be your own best friend and talk to yourself like, Linda, today you are rocking it. You're going to kill this business thing. Like, this is going to be your year. This is it, you know? And start saying to yourself that. And you know what? Eventually you start to actually believe it. And even if sometimes in the back of your head, you may have that second voice back here that's like, well, no, you don't, because you failed before. Because you always quit. You always, whatever it is back here, those thoughts that we start having, start learning, just cancel. Just cancel that thought. Just flick that little second voice guy off your shoulder. And like, no, this is it. I'm going to do this. I'm ready. And we have to be our own best advocate. Because mindset is really, it's, you know, I'll give you some questions to think about. There are books you can read. There are tapes you can listen to. There's a lot you can do on it. But it's something that just really, we have to really work on ourselves and come to that conclusion on our own. So the first piece of that is just really start being aware of what do you say to yourself? Because sometimes we're not even aware of what we say to ourselves.
True.
And it's funny when we start really paying attention to something, how we start noticing more things. We just got a new car. We got a Chevy Traverse. And I never see them on the road. The day we were driving to go pick up the car, no lie, we passed two of them. Now they've been there. It's not that there's no other Chevy Traverses driving around, but I never really looked for them. And same thing too, like, I don't know if you remember, like when you're pregnant, you know, everybody seems to be pregnant in the world, right? You go to the mall and everybody's pregnant. And there's always been pregnant women. We're just more aware of them because it's what we're paying attention to. So start just paying attention to your self-talk. And really just, if you find that your self-talk is not what you want it to be, just, you know, kind of just start to get that trigger I'm like, wait, no, that's not how I want to, you know, reverse that. And just maybe journal too, like, what are those beliefs that keep popping up that might stop you? Because we all have them. It's just being aware of them so that we can then work to think the opposite. What type of person do you need to become in order to create that life? So you kind of design that life, then start thinking about, well, how does that type of person that has that life, what are their habits? And again, we're going to dive more into habits, but start thinking about it. What do you think their habits are? Like, what time do you think that person who has that life gets up in the morning? Do they work out? Do they, whatever, what do you think their habits are? What do you think they think? What are their thoughts? So what does a person that has that life, what are they thinking? Morning, afternoon, evening. How do they act? Are they generous? Are they outgoing? What's their actions like? And of course, what are they doing? And I don't mean doing like in what is their job necessarily, but what are they doing day to day? What are they doing week to week? So again, what kind of person be, you know, so what's, because that's the type of person you need to become in order to create that life. Because sometimes we need to be before we can do. We need to be before we can have. So if we start doing the things that, you know, it's just like, again, thinking about if we want to get healthier, then we need to hang around. We need to look at like, okay, find your healthiest friend. And what is she doing? What is he doing? And start doing what they're doing. Guess what? You're going to get healthy. You know, if you want to be a millionaire, find a friend that's a millionaire. What are they doing with their money? Where are they investing their money? Start doing what they're doing. Guess what? You're going to get there too. So start looking at that life you want to create and then think about what does that type of person, their habits, their thoughts, their actions, and start taking those little steps. And it doesn't mean we become this whole nother person. It's just sometimes it's little bitty, like you said earlier, Linda, sometimes it's little bitty things
yeah.
that can lead us good and bad. But sometimes the healthy actions, like if we want to get healthier, sometimes it's just like maybe that healthy person, maybe the only thing they do different than you is they take 2 mile walk every day mm-hmm. and they don't eat chocolate every night. Can you tell I do that?
I could not do that. Yet.
They don't keep a bag of chocolate in their house. Dark chocolate, you know. You know, sometimes it's not the big, it's not, we think it's these huge things, and normally it's not. It's not the huge stuff. It's normally just small little bitty things that we can start doing. Mm-hmm. So again, start, and actually I lied, this is in my notes to do now. So start dreaming about what does your ideal day look like? So again, think about and kind of incorporate what you think that to create that life you want in 5 years, what are the habits, thoughts, actions? So put that in your ideal day. What would your ideal day look like? What would your ideal week look like? Maybe your ideal month or year, depending on maybe, do you want to travel 4 times a year? You know, things like that. But kind of start dreaming that all out. And then we know what direction you're going to be headed. Hey friends, real quick before you go, if you found value in today's episode, can you do me a huge favor? Hit the subscribe button and leave a review. And then let's connect on Instagram. Just look for Sherry Miter. Feel free to DM me and let me know what you enjoyed most about today's show. And last, but probably the most important, head over to my website at unchartedentrepreneurs.com to schedule your free discovery call. Or if you know you need a business coach to help you work on some new strategies to scale your business, then I'd invite you to grab a vision strategy session. In 90 minutes, you'll have a clearer vision and action steps to get you headed in the right direction. Mention this podcast to receive a discount on your first session.